This guy is proven through trials and tribulations that he can handle a roster, he can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And my track record is I have fired managers in midseason, I've fired managers after season, I've fired coaches midseason, I've fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. We are at a point right now where we are moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is.
Mike Rizzo, last month, after that long losing streak had reached 11 games, he was on with the Junkies on that particular morning, and he knew that his job and Davey Martinez's job, both of them, were in jeopardy. Good morning, everybody. Mike Rizzo is gone, and so is his manager, Davey Martinez, fired by the Learners yesterday. We'll have their statement and even Mike Rizzo's initial statement here in a minute or so. It's a shocker, I guess, that this happened. Not really, but it is a shocker that Nats ownership participated finally in the process of competing. Didn't even know they were paying attention. You know, whether the Learners made the right calls or not, time will tell on that one, I guess. But one thing is for sure, the firing of Mike Rizzo and the firing of Davey Martinez is the most interesting thing this organization has done in a while, and it garnered the most attention that this organization has had all season long. Mark Zuckerman is going to join us on the show in about 10 minutes. He covers the Nats, of course, for Masson. And then Chelsea Janes will jump on with us from the Washington Post at 11:30. So we're covered guest-wise. Mike Rizzo texted back to Barry Zwerluga of the Washington Post, quote, "The sun will come up tomorrow. That's the job. I had a great run, navigated that ownership group for almost 20 years. That tells you right there. As did his statement to the Junkies last month that, you know, this is about ownership as much as it is about anybody or anything else. The Nats organization, first of all, will install as the interim GM Mike DeBartolo. He'll take over. The actual manager will be announced today. The team is off after losing all three to the Red Sox at home over the weekend. They are in St. Louis tomorrow night. On behalf of our family in the Washington Nationals organization, I first and foremost want to thank Mike and Davey for their contributions to our franchise and our city. Nats managing principal owner Mark Learner uttered those words in a statement put out by the team yesterday. Our family is eternally grateful for their years of dedication to the organization, including their roles in bringing a World Series trophy to Washington, D.C. While we are appreciative of their past successes, the on-field performance has not been where we or our fans expect it to be. This is a pivotal time for our club, and we believe a fresh approach and a new energy is the best course of action for our team moving forward," closed quote. This was supposed to be a step forward in the rebuilding process, which is now going on 6 years. Nobody expected, certainly, that the Nats would contend for a playoff spot, but I think there were some people that thought this could be a step forward year to something close to 500, with maybe next year is the first year that they could compete for something, you know, on the periphery of playoff contention, a wild card spot. Davey Martinez has certainly struggled. There have been criticisms of the way he's handled the bullpen specifically this year. We know that Mike Rizzo, outstanding on trades, not so much through the draft, but Mike Rizzo has been one of the sharper guys in the sport when it's come to trading. We've seen multiple, you know, attempts at sort of rebuilding the organization under, you know, his leadership, including in 2022, the decision, which was certainly in its moment a controversial one, to trade Juan Soto, a trade that brought back current star and now, by the way, all-star, yes, James Wood, named to the National League reserves for the All-Star game as an outfielder. Also brought back, remember, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel III, and there's still a top prospect or two in the system, including pitcher Yarlin Susanna. But the team's, you know, overall drafting and even attempts at free agency haven't worked, but there wasn't much support on the money spending front. And that's where we'll talk to Mark and to Chelsea. Tommy will jump on my podcast later on a day early, and we'll get his thoughts. But I think there's a lot of thought among those that truly report on the team that there's been some frustration in that the learners have been sort of between, do we continue to own this team or do we sell it? Do we have any buyers for it? Not at what we're asking. A state of flux when it's come to loosening up the purse strings and pursuing a free agent of note or two to help this team get over the top. Because certainly the trade in 22 brought back some talent, but it has not been enough. So Mike Rizzo, who certainly for, you know, the time period that he's been in this organization has been an absolute first-class guy, a true competitor. There had to be times for him over the last few years where he felt like he was fighting this battle all alone without any competitive push or participation from ownership. And Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo certainly instrumental in the magical moment of the fall of 2019, something that could have been followed up with better days, but something we've talked about many times in the past. The Nationals had probably the worst luck of any franchise during any of the four major professional sports franchises during the pandemic, because it was a franchise that desperately needed, you know, that moment. It has been a cash cow to a certain degree, but not to the level of other major league teams. In its own market, it's never been number one or close to it necessarily. And winning the World Series and the opportunity that the World Series presented the Nats with was not, you know, something they could take advantage of because of the pandemic. No ability to go out and add to the season ticket base, which would have been an exponential increase in the season ticket base, would have been an exponential increase in corporate sponsorships, and that would have lasted for years to come. But instead, we got the 60-game shortened season, couldn't even celebrate the World Series appropriately. And then the owners, whose primary business is real estate and commercial real estate, obviously that industry affected as much by the pandemic as anything else. And then it became, you know, the last 5 years, this slog. Will they or won't they sell the team? Is there a buyer for this team? And a state of flux which did not allow for enough dry powder to arm Mike Rizzo with the ability to compete on a fair playing ground with especially the teams in the division, the Mets and the Phillies and the Braves. So anyway, Mark Zuckerman will join us in 5 minutes. We'll have Mark break down everything and what's next. Before we get to that, I want to get to a what do you got. So over the weekend, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, on a subject that, you know, continues to be top of mind for this time of year, not today because of the firings of Rizzo and Davey Martinez, but ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported over the weekend that Terry McLaurin is, quote, not happy with where things are with an extension. Fowler continued and said they've got a couple of weeks here to make progress before risking Terry McLaurin holding out to start training camp. This is not a major update on the last updates and the last reporting, whether it was Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter or anybody else, but it's just the newest of updates on Terry McLaurin not happy with where things are with an extension. It's getting repetitive, but we've got a couple of weeks before training camp. The Adam Peters previous organization's history was to let these things, you know, kind of play out over an extended period of time and approach them when they get to that bewitching hour or that, you know, last hour before training camp begins. And unlike what happened in 2022 when Terry was locked up by the end of June on his extension, this may not happen until right before training camp begins. Rookies, veterans report on the 22nd of July. So we are still 15 days away from that. Plenty of time. I wouldn't be concerned and I wouldn't be alarmed at all unless you start hearing things like, and even then, to me, it would be posturing. If you hear from Terry's camp, we're seeking a trade. We would like Washington to give us permission to seek a trade. And even then, it would seem like posturing. I think Washington gets it done with Terry McLaurin before the deadline. This has always been a tricky extension because of his age and because of where he really is in the hierarchy of wide receivers and based on the current average annual pay scales. Just because the Steelers perhaps overpaid DK Metcalf by a bit doesn't mean Washington needs to do the same thing. I want Washington to keep Terry McLaurin. I want them to certainly invest in what is to come, not reward for what has already been done. But at the same time, recognize that Terry McLaurin is a bit of a tone setter for the franchise, and not getting it done or creating the perception that you are lowballing or not taking care of one of your best players, not only on the field, but off of it, could have lasting repercussions. So you got to get it done, but not at the expense of creating a precedent of we're okay paying our star players, you know, 10 to 15 to 20% above retail. That's what the last organization did, and it never worked out, at least in the first 10 years of Snyder. All right, when we come back, Mark Zuckerman from Masson will jump on with us, and we'll talk about Rizzo, Davey Martinez, and what's next. Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980.